The Trial. In the dock behind a screen of thick glass sit the three accused men. The two Basques have sun-tanned complexions, while the Irishman has pale white skin, as if he had spent little of his life in the open air. The Irishman and one of the Basques wear dark suits, shirts, and ties. The second Basque, Uriarte, is dressed more informally, in a blue herringbone jacket and open-necked shirt. O'Brien looks straight ahead, or down at his hands, avoiding the eyes of either the judge or the jurors, on his face a look of patient resignation. How can an Irishman expect justice from a British court? The Basque wearing a suit also looks at some notional point in the middle distance with vacant staring eyes. His companion, Uriarte, the one with the open-necked shirt, studies the judge and the advocates in their wigs and gowns with an air of amused curiosity, as if they are figures from Madame Tussaud's or the London dungeon. The charges are read out by the clerk of the court. Fergal O'Brien, Juan Uriarte, and Asier Echevarren are charged with conspiring to cause an explosion with the intent to take human life. The chief prosecution counsel stands to open the case. "It will be established," he tells the jury, "that two of the three defendants had links with terrorist organizations. Fergal O'Brien was a member of the Provisional IRA, and now associates with members of the real IRA, while Asier Echevarren," he stumbles over the name, "was a member of the Basque separatist organization, ETA. A senior officer from the Irish Garda, and another from the Spanish Guardia Civil, will confirm the defendant's terrorist credentials. But the conclusive evidence of a conspiracy to commit the offence will come from a British police officer from Scotland Yard's special branch.